Federal scientists feel there's too much political influence at their agencies. That's according to a survey of 7,000 scientists at four federal agencies recently conducted by the Center for Science and Democracy. The center asked about the effectiveness of the agencies and whether or not the scientists felt political influence was damaging the integrity of their work. Dr. Gretchen Goldman is the lead analyst at the Center for Science and Democracy and the author of this report. She joins me now with more. Dr. Goldman, nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, so what are the scientists basically telling you in this survey?
You know, the thing that stood out to me was just how much work we still need to do to get scientific integrity policies fully implemented at agencies. We saw this administration come in and take on scientific integrity at federal agencies as a key issue, and the survey results to me showed that there's still a lot more we need to do to make sure that scientists feel that those policies are in place.
I guess we should point out that you got a very good sample response. It looks like you got about 5,217 scientists to fill out the surveys.
Yeah, we got about 7,000 across agencies, about a 19% response rate overall.
All right. And so when you say that this administration came in to try to reinforce scientific integrity policies, but not much has changed, does that mean that political influence knows no political boundaries?
I think it means that it's a longer process than just changing the policy. We've seen that there's lots more that needs to be done to change the culture within the agency, to ensure that everyone through the leadership chain knows about these policies and is adhering to them, even if the administration's in the right place in terms of thinking about this issue. It's there's more work to be done to fully integrate it.
Now, you spoke, you surveyed, rather, CDC, the FDA, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Each one has different constituencies in business and in Congress and so forth. Is it worse at any particular place relative to the others?
Yeah, we saw some differences across agencies. One that looked a few little more notable was just that at the Fish and Wildlife Service, we saw a greater degree of issues around resource scarcity and not having enough capacity to do work in terms of staff and in terms of resources, research capacity, those things. And so it seemed that one stood out in terms of those categories.
And so how, yeah, I guess maybe we're getting at how this alleged political influence actually affects the work of scientists. Budget might be one way. But does it get to the point where they could come to a conclusion and someone says, I don't change that conclusion, the snail darter really doesn't need to be preserved or that kind of thing?
Yeah, it certainly has that risk, right? If we aren't collecting the science, we open the door to having decision making at agencies be vulnerable to not being made by science and these political interests was stepping in and overriding what should be a science-based decision. So I think we do need to work on that and think about that more. I think political influence was certainly high. I was shocked and disappointed to see that be so high in our survey results. So it definitely seems like something that needs to be addressed.
Of course, political influence has to come from those that are political. So are they most worried about people in Congress or the appointees in their own agencies, or maybe not necessarily appointees?
Yeah, we had open-ended responses at the end of the survey where we asked scientists what do they think could best improve scientific integrity at the agency. And in those responses, we saw it seemed to come from a variety of sources. A lot of it seemed to be not political appointees necessarily, but people in staff positions that had been there since previous administrations, that had been there a while and were not necessarily following scientific integrity principles. And so it seemed that, and then we also saw a little bit of the outside influence from concerns about Congress influencing the process, about industry and other aspects as well.
We're speaking with Dr. Gretchen Goldman. She's the lead scientist at the Center for Science and Democracy. And what effect do you think it has on scientific work when, I'll just cite one example, a Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island proposes using racketeering laws to jail people that scientists, that is, that disagree with him on his views of climate change or global warming?
Yeah, we can see. I think Congress can be both a positive and negative force. We certainly know that they can be helpful in this situation. I think a lot of what we saw in the open comments was about scientists saying, "Well, we have we're operating under this fear that if we were to fully implement our policies, if we were to fully aggressively enforce the Endangered Species Act, for example, that will get hit from Congress in terms of our budget, that will they'll take away our authority on that." And so it seemed that, and that was true not just at Fish and Wildlife, but across the board, even at the CDC, which I wouldn't have assumed would be as susceptible to political influence. And so I think that we need Congress to be a positive force on that, to help agencies be able to, you know, exercise the authority they were given by Congress in the past, and make sure that they can do their fulfill their missions.
And I imagine the term settled science, which a lot of politicians like to use, probably really grates on scientists, because a true scientist know that almost nothing is ever really settled in the realm of scientific inquiry.
Right. There's certainly, you know, the science will be debated, but the point is that should be separate from political decisions, and we should make clear where that line is of what sort of a scientific uncertainty that we're discussing, and how does that feed into a political decision. I think the more that we can separate that out, make it clear where that line is, then we can have more transparency about the process. There can be more accountability for how decisions are made, and we can see, the people can see whether or not there's inappropriate influence in how agency decision making is happening.
I guess we should have you describe the factor and the nature of the policies that are in place at agencies to protect scientific integrity. These have been in place for a long time, and maybe it's time to remind people what they are.
Sure, yeah. When Obama came into his office, he said that he would restore science to its rightful place. And he directed agencies to develop scientific integrity policies. And what those were designed to do was address a lot of the issues that we looked at, which is any inappropriate political influence, allowing scientists to speak to the public, allowing them to talk to the media, and ensuring they're, in general, have a right to be a scientist and within their federal agency. And so the policies that were developed, they vary in terms of comprehensiveness, but they largely follow those principles and look at and do grant scientists the right to be able to communicate outwardly from their agency, to make sure that there's transparency and there's accountability throughout decision-making processes on scientific related topics. So those were what the policies were. They've all been in place now for about 3 years, so we thought it was a good time to survey.
And so the policies were in place. Does it seem like the memo regarding scientists being able to speak has gotten through to the public affairs departments at federal agencies?
That seems to be one source of it. It seems public affairs offices are sometimes helpful and sometimes less than helpful on those. I think it depends on the situation in the agency, and a lot of times I think it will depend on the controversy of the topic. I think it's somewhat public affairs, but it's also middle managers, I think it's others within the agency that are just either hesitant or nervous about allowing scientists to speak about things. And so I think it's coming from a few sources.
And do you plan to survey scientists one more time and to see if things are moving in the right direction?
Yeah, we'll continue to survey scientists and see how that's going. We'll also probably look at some other agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency,
And no controversy there at all, right?
Right, yes. They're doing their own survey that we were told, and so we'll see what comes out of that. But at the Union of Concerned Scientists, where I am, we have a long history of looking at scientific integrity at federal agencies, and so we're going to continue to monitor that and see what Obama's legacy looks like in this department.
All right, Dr. Gretchen Goldman is the lead analyst at the Center for Science and Democracy. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.